The death is announced of a broadcast journalist with Radio Ghana, Issa Shaibu. His sudden death occurred this morning at the Ridge Hospital in Accra after a short illness. Issa Shaibu was an assistant manager in the radio newsroom of GBC and a former parliamentary correspondent. We bring you a profile on the deceased. Issa Shaibu, known in the newsroom as Honorable MP for GBC Central, was an assistant manager with Radio Ghana. He was first appointed by his employer GBC on 1st September 1995. Starting his journalism career from Kumasi, Issa rose from the position of a program assistant to assistant manager. Issa completed Ghana Institute of Journalism in 2000 with a diploma in communication studies. In 2010, he further pursued BA in communication studies and completed in 2012. As a past colleague, Issa was accommodating and loved by all. Issa will always crack jokes and put smiles on many who engaged in a conversation with him. One program on Radio Ghana he loved to contribute to was Perspectives, a current affairs slot. His last piece of writing was on peace during and after the Supreme Court's presidential election petition.
One word which is gaining currency in the media industry nowadays is the five-letter word peace. Traditional rulers, politicians, pastors, imams, educationists, economists, people of all walks of life and philanthropists are preaching and talking about peace because its opposite is an enemy of progress, development and happiness. The word is gaining so much currency because some people anticipate that peace may elude Ghanaians if the Supreme Court declares its verdict on the 2012 election petition. Sometimes, I get alarmed when I hear people constantly talking about peace. I ask myself whether there are signs of conflict boldly written on the map of Ghana that I cannot see because I do not have the spiritual eye to intelligently read and analyze issues.
The news of Issa's departure came as a shock and unbelievable to colleague broadcast journalists who recall his attributes as a brother and a friend.
This is disaster for me because it's been a close relationship. We were teammates, we were schoolmates, we were virtually brothers. We have nicknames for ourselves. He's the type who would take instructions and crack jokes. It is unfortunate that this thing should happen at this time. When the children need his support, I'll only say that Allah will keep him in his bosom.
Issa was more than a brother to me. I'm dumbfounded. I'm short of words. All I'll say is, may he find rest in the bosom of our Father. Amen.
Issa was a gentleman. He was calm, cool, very easygoing. And he seems to be very cool with everybody. He had no problem. And to me, it came to me as a shock that Issa should die at this time. And it's something that I cannot understand. May the good Lord grant him eternal rest.
Issa Shaibu was my boss. I worked closely with him for some time and he's taught me a lot. It's really sad that we lost him at this very time that I thought he would have added even more to what he did when he was alive.
We have lived together in the same community in Labadi for the past 3 years. I will remember him for constantly advising me, focus in life and be careful whatever I do. Issa was not only a boss, I saw him as a brother, and I still benefit from the advice he gave me. His death came as a surprise and a shock. I heard it whilst I was at a program at the National Theater to cut off and come back because I've lost a brother.
He's been like a big brother to me. He's been like a father to me. Exactly what we need, especially in this precious office. You know how this work is. And he always calms my nerves whenever I feel under pressure and down. I'll miss him.
You were with him yesterday. What did you observe?
It was terrible. It was terrible. That's what I can say. I mean, I virtually lost appetite for any food throughout the day. And it's sad to just wake up. It's shocking.
Death is inevitable, and as the Bible mentioned, there is a time to be born and a time to die, but the latter is mostly received with sadness. For now, Issa Shaibu is gone forever. Issa Shaibu left behind a wife and 4 children. May his soul rest in peace.
You heard a profile on Issa Shaibu, broadcast journalist with Radio Ghana, whose sudden death occurred this morning at the Ridge Hospital in Accra. May his soul rest in peace. We have missed you, Issa.